I miss the old love songs, you know. Barry White and this one from Gregory Abbott. Now all people do is point out how they're problematic. Girl, I've been watching you. Problematic from so far across the floor now, baby. That's nothing new. Why? I've watched you so many times before, oh baby. It's problematic, it's creepy. You know, when he goes, you read my mind, you know you did. Girl, I wanna shake you down. Oh, well, well, I will give you all the loving you need. Come on, let me take you down. Oh, baby, we'll go all the way to heaven. Ooh. You know, I get it. It's a little bit much, you know? But it's a tune, isn't it? It's a tune, all of these things were, you know? And one of the reasons they were a tune is they were from a time where certain things were easier, you know? We could enjoy the cheesiness of it. That's what I miss, cheese. We could be so cheesy. When I was younger in the 80s, remember when chat up lines were an actual thing rather than being a microaggression? You know, you could put on a bit of Barry White or Gregory Abbott and you could both enjoy the cheese. Enjoy the cheese. The cheese would wash over you and you'd be having a cheesy dinner. And then you'd have a cheesy little snog and maybe some cheesy sex. Then in the morning you'd play some more cheesy love songs. You know, I miss the cheese. Nowadays you can be less gushy, can't you? Less cheesy. Because you fear you might offend someone. Fear you might offend someone's sensibilities. When I had my first proper kiss as a kid, I was 12 years old. He was tarmacking the playground for the council. Ah, the old ones are the best, literally, the best. Now, when I had my first proper kiss, I kissed this girl I kissed this girl in a kid's disco. And she looked at me and she said, oh, Nathan, I'll never wash. I'm never gonna wash again. And it was cheesy, but it was beautiful. Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down, was playing in this club. And it was such a wonderful memory. You read my mind, girl, I wanna shake you down. I can give you all the loving you need. Come and let me take you down. We'll go. And I saw this girl recently, just out of the blue. And obviously she changed, you know, she changed so much. It's 30 odd years later, 40 years later or whatever. not 40, I'm not 52. It's a long time, right? She changed a lot, obviously, that's what I'm saying. She was very tanned, very dark skinned, and I said to her, oh my God, it's you. You were my first kiss. And she said, yeah, you were mine. And I said, God, I miss how things were. It was so much simpler back in 1986. And she said, yeah, me too. And I looked down at her legs and they were completely gangrenous. And then I saw her face and realized it wasn't a tan. It was just caked in dirt. And I thought, oh fuck. Remember when she said, I'll never wash again? She was telling the truth. And what sounded romantic back in 1986 is actually awful. And it stinks. It literally stinks. The wind changed direction and I was overpowered with a 30-year-old stench. And I said, oh, good God. Are you okay? I said, I realise what's happened now. You haven't washed for 30 years. You took the thing literally. You took that cheesy line literally, like so many people do now, and look back at the 80s and think that's problematic. As he was talking about watching you and taking you down, but it was just harmless, cheesy fun. Well, you've just taken it literally and literally not washed for 30 years. And she said, you're right. You read my mind. Have you kept all of our kisses clasped in your hands like you said you were going to? And she saw both my hands were open. She was devastated. The cheese was actually not cheese after all. It was actually just a pile of yellow bullshit. Meaningless. Meaningless bullshit. This is a true story, by the way. It's all true. So we just said our goodbyes and I held her, holding my nose. Because she stank so very, very much. And I said, lovely to see you. And I kissed her on the cheek. And she said softly, so gently, who gave you permission to kiss me? This isn't the 80s, she shouted. How dare you? How dare you, she said. I'm immediately having a big wash. Maybe they're right, after all. Everything is so much better now.